Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 44th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me take you to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Don't just listen while I read. God at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. God does not speak to us in dreams today.
Amen, preacher.
He doesn't. He speaks to us today in his word. Okay? I know people talk about having dreams and all, but literally when God speaks to us, it's through his word. But when during these times of the Old Testament being written, the book of Hebrews said God at different times in different manners, different ways, appeared to the prophets in times past through theophanies. We already learned what a theophany was. As Jesus Christ, he would appear in human form. Whether it's the angel of the Lord or something, he would appear that way. How about the burning bush? Remember Moses and God appeared in the burning bush. I'm just saying he appeared in different ways and he would appear in dreams. So be careful when you listen to people. Well, God appeared to me in a dream. I still remember years ago, I was just a kid. When, I don't know if I can mention his name or not. Then people, he built that prayer tower in Oklahoma. Oral Roberts, yes. He said he had a dream and 100-foot Jesus appeared at his bedside. And told and Lord told him that if he didn't have, was it $1 million or something? It was so long ago that if he didn't raise $1 million to build his prayer tower, that God would kill him. Well, he raised over $1 million. Now, if I stood before you this morning and said, God appeared to me as 100-foot Jesus, and if y'all didn't give us $1 million, God's gonna kill me, you know what y'all do to me? Y'all take me out in a straitjacket or something, you know. But anyway, and rightfully so. God doesn't appear that way today in dreams and all. But he did in Jacob's time. And so, verse number 12, and he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord God stood above it, and he said, I am the Lord God of thy father. I am Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and of the God of Isaac. Now, before we go any farther, this is the first time that we find that God actually appeared to Jacob in a way. He appeared to Abraham. He's appeared to Isaac. Now, for the first time that we find recorded, he's appeared to Jacob, and it's in a dream. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Again, that promise, that blessing, God appeared to him, and he said, you're going to receive this. Everything's been told to you, Jacob, is true, and it's going to happen. Verse 14, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. It's going to be a bunch of them. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, literally going to cover the earth. All over eventually. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And we are blessed today because of this. Because through this seed came Jesus Christ. Amen, preacher. In verse number 15, I love this. And behold, I'm with thee. Remember, he's by himself, probably by himself, traveling this long distance. And the Lord said, I'm with you. By the way, that's another man. Ain't it? Comforting to know that even in our journeys in life, even when things are dark and cold and you're by yourself, the Lord says, I'm with you. Amen. We're never alone. Never alone. He told Jacob, I'm with you. I'm with thee. And I will keep you in all the places where thou goest. That means I'm going to not only with my presence, with my protection. I'm with you with my presence. I'm with you in my protection. And I'll bring you again into this land. Again, that's that provision. So you see the promises there, the presence, the protection, and the provision. I'm going to give all these things to you. I will not leave until I've done that which I've spoken unto thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And Jacob's dream, before I go any farther, when he dreamed that there was access to heaven, that ladder that between heaven and earth, and angels descending and ascending, a multitude of them going up and down. Well, there was interaction. It showed that there's interaction between heaven and earth, and this ladder made it possible, the interaction. John chapter number 1, hold your place there and turn me to John chapter number 1. I want you to read this with me. I got a few minutes left. John chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 43, there's a fella we find in the gospel. His name is Nathanael. Okay? Nathanael. And we're going to find something about this ladder. The day following, in verse number 43, John chapter number 1, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Again, don't you tell me that Jesus is not in the Old Testament. Hear it all the time. You don't find Jesus in the Old Testament. You ain't looking hard enough. Philip said, listen, we found him, the one that Moses wrote about in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy in the law. And we found him that all the prophets did write about. Jesus is found all through the Old Testament. And verse number 46, and Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, well, come and see. I love that. Come and see for yourself. Seeing is believing. Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Nathanael, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. The word guile means deceit. He was an honest man. He was a good man. And Jesus knew him. How did he know him? He never met him before. Because he's God, very God. Look at the rest of it. And then Nathanael, verse number 40, said, whence knowest thou me? How do you know? I've never met you before. And Jesus answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, thou wast under a fig tree and I saw thee. Can you imagine that? Before Philip came, you how do you know Philip came to you? Well, because he's God. I saw you sitting under a fig tree. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. There's no doubt who you are. Remember, Philip said, come and see. We found this Jesus who the Old Testament talked about. I don't know about that. Will you come and see for yourself? He came and Jesus told him who he was. He said, we found him. We found him. And Jesus, verse number 50, I love this, 50 and 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under a fig tree, thou believest. Hey, that ain't nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet, because thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and angels of God descending and ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, most commentators believe, and I go along with this, he was probably reading when Philip came to him and told him Nathanael about Jesus. Not only was he meditating and praying, he was probably reading this passage of scripture or some type of passage of scripture about Jacob and his experience about the ladder and going up, the angels going up, up and down the ladder. He's probably reading this, and Jesus knew what he was doing. And that's why he brought this in. You think this is something about me knowing you under the fig tree? You're going to see a lot greater things than that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Saturday as the Inspirations will be with us in concert. That's February 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. well from now until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.